This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Walk into any chemist or down the health aisle of a supermarket and you'll see shelves and shelves full of multivitamins and supplements. And do you take a multivitamin? I know I do. I take one daily. Well, a 20-year study looked into regular multivitamins and longevity with some very clear results.
Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Dr. Evangeline Mancioris is the Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren.
Tell us about this study. Who takes multivitamins in the first place?
Oh, look, it's a big study, isn't it? It's almost 400,000 adults
and 20 years
across the US. But if we look a little bit closer here at home in Australia, we know that nearly half of Australians take multivitamins or a dietary supplement of some sort once a week or more. And this is the big shocker, about $3.1 billion a year is spent on them.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of money, isn't it?
No wonder the pharmacies stocked with multivitamins.
Absolutely. And globally, it's the same globally. It's worth, you know, tens of billions of dollars every year. And we know a little bit about why people take them. Some people take them in hope it will improve their health. Mm. Others take it to reduce any chronic diseases they may have. And this will include things like, you know, people taking fish oil for rheumatoid arthritis, which we've already spoken about and which there is evidence behind that it does work. Some do it because they know they don't eat so well, right? They've had, you know, they know they eat more donuts and less fruit and veg than they should. And so they're trying to fill the gap. And others do it because they think it makes them feel better, and this is a little bit of a placebo effect, perhaps. And others take it just in case, because, you know, it's sort of been, it's sort of been normalized. So, oh gosh, you know, they're probably saying things like, if everybody else is taking it and there is something good about it and I'm missing out, maybe I should also take it. So
now this
clearly.
This study was, like you said, 400,000 people, 20 years. I mean, in terms of studies, that's pretty big and long, isn't it?
It is. It is. So what they did there, they had data of, you know, from different research groups. Well, it was three lots of data banks they used, and people record what they've been consuming, you know, and they list everything, all the medications, all the supplements they're taking. And then what they do is they follow them over a period of time to see what diseases they get. And different researchers are able to link it to different things. And this group of researchers analyzed the health records from these three different data banks to see whether taking daily multivitamins reduced the risk of death over two decades.
What did they find?
Well, before we say what happened, a lot of people go, well, you know, of course, some people aren't eating so well. So, of course, you know, you'd see differences. But importantly, what they did in this study was when they analyzed it all, they accounted for the differences between people's educational status, whether they're married or not, how much weight they carry, whether they smoke, whether they drink, how healthy they are, and importantly, family history of cancer. So they equalized that. They took that into account. So we know that those factors didn't contribute to what they found. So are we ready to find out what they found?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. So it's all pretty much the result is based on the multivitamin itself.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
So what they found was, remember, most people take it to improve their health.
Yep.
They found that daily vitamins did not reduce the risk of death at all.
At all?
No.
Okay, so it's a waste of money.
Sorry, the multivitamins, let me start again, it did not increase their longevity.
Right, okay, so if you're taking it to live longer,
it doesn't work.
You're wasting your money.
Absolutely. And what they saw was, in fact, that those that took it had a 4% higher chance of dying.
Oh, so it potentially increases your chance of dying. Yeah. So it could have the opposite effect of what we want it to do in the first place. And we're paying money for it. Eventually.
Absolutely. And a lot of money. And we could be spending that money on great vegetables to go into our soups, right?
Mm. Is this a new finding? Is it?
Well, that's the thing. It isn't really. We've had lots of other studies that have been done and what we call systematic reviews and meta-analyses, which bring together a whole lot of studies, which have always hinted that taking supplements like multivitamins does not seem to provide any benefit. And in fact, there was one very famous study that was done that looked at antioxidants in people that already had cancer.
Right.
Because the rationale of these researchers was, well, people that eat lots of fruit and vegetables don't get as much cancer. So maybe if we give the antioxidants that are in the fruit and vegetables in a supplement to these people because they don't eat them, they won't get as much cancer. And they had, it was about a follow-up of 5 years, and they, you know, checked them out every so often. Mm-hmm. And what happens in studies where you've got death as the outcome or a major disease as an outcome, you have to keep checking your data to make sure that you're not favouring one group over the other, because you don't want to find out at the end of 5 years you killed a whole group of people and you could have found that out, you know, in 1 or 2 years' time. Mm, mm. So they do these interim analysis, and what they actually found was that the people that were given the beta carotene and the vitamin A were actually dying from cancer quicker than those that were given the nothing supplement.
Oh, so even though these antioxidants were found in people, if we go and, I mean, obviously people get it from their food as such, if we go and supplement ourselves with these antioxidants, it doesn't have necessarily the protective effect. It can actually do the opposite.
Absolutely perfect, Warren. I think you should take over my job.
No!
That's it. That's exactly it. And then the question is, why does that happen? And so there's a lot of theories that those may not be the only things in food that are protective for our health. So there's other nutrients in there as well that may be providing the benefit. It could be that once you take the nutrient out of the food and it's out of the food matrix, by itself, it works a little bit differently. So there's a lot of reasons. And some people say, it's the difference between natural ones and synthetic ones. And we know that's not the case. When they compare natural supplements to synthetic ones, there doesn't seem to be a lot of difference. And because of that, the Heart Foundation and Cancer Foundations say, do not take supplements to reduce your risk of heart disease or cancer.
So they're telling us, they've been telling us anyway. Now we have a 20-year study with 400,000 people telling us as well. Evangeline, I'm thinking the multivitamin I take, it's a very expensive one that a naturopath put me on many, many, many years ago. And it's cost a fortune. Like, it's about $100 a bottle. I could be spending that on really good food.
You could be on nice cheeses, beautiful dark, dark chocolate, you know, that really good quality dark chocolate, more fruit, nice cuts of salmon.
Oh, so much.
Are you getting hungry?
I'm getting hungry. Paul from St. Kilda East has sent in a message saying, my biochemistry lecturer 25 years ago from my first lecture on vitamins said, Australians have the most expensive pea in the world. And
absolutely.
He got everyone's attention and then explained why it was such a waste of money. So it sounds like it's really just confirmed stuff that we knew, which is what you're saying too eventually.
Yeah. Like when I trained as a dietitian, that's what we were saying. Look, you're just getting expensive whey, but it's actually more sinister than that now. You're getting expensive whey and you're increasing your risk of death, albeit a very small increased risk, but nevertheless, it is an increased risk.
So what do we need to do in terms of a good diet if we want to stop our multivitamins now because we're wasting our money? What do we need to do?
Lots of fruit and veg. We've always said this, haven't we? Mm. Australians are not eating enough vegetables. Only 5% of us are getting the right number of vegetable serves in.
Not many.
Not many. So there's only 5 of you that can pat you out of every 100 that can pat themselves on their back.
And it's not me, Evangeline. Not today.
And look, it's what you do most of the time that's important. So lots of fruit and vegetables, breads and cereals, grains, nuts, legumes, lentils, fermented dairy is great, your cheeses, your yogurts, lean cuts of meat, preferably chicken or fish. Mm-hmm. But certainly not your processed meats, trying to get rid of those. And then all your ultra-processed foods, we've got to cut those down. Some of us are getting 50% of our daily intake from processed foods, which isn't great. Right. And if we really want to summarize the dietary advice, mm-hmm. if your great grandma wouldn't recognize what you're eating, don't eat it.
Ah, okay. That's, I like that one. Is there any, is there any time that we should take a supplement though, some sort of vitamin?
Yeah, absolutely. There are reasons. One of the most common supplements that are used is iron and vitamin D. But in both of these cases, you need to have a blood test taken by your doctor and then he confirms the results with you.
Right.
And if indeed you do need iron and vitamin D, you just take it as a single supplement, not in the whole multivitamin, because you're going to get more of other stuff you don't need.
Right.
Sometimes iron will come with vitamin C, and that's fine because that helps in the absorption of iron. So you can take iron plus vitamin C, vitamin D with your doctor's advice. Vegans and vegetarians may need to take vitamin B12, but once again, a blood test. And so this is with healthy people. Of course, if people have got chronic diseases, particularly gut diseases like Crohn's and celiac, they may need to take supplements more regularly because they're not absorbing their nutrients as well from their food. But right. once again, blood tests needed.
But they still have to have the food, don't they? Like the, and then it's to top up the food, I suppose.
That's right. That's right.
So they're still getting the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. So they're still having their fruit and vegetables or their meat, but because they're not able to absorb it as well, because they've got some problems, they just get a top up as needed. And then the big one, of course, we know is for all those women out there who are looking to get pregnant, they do need to take folate to reduce the risk of neural tube defects. And that's been shown to be incredibly effective in reducing those in babies. So they take it 1 month before they plan to get pregnant and then up to 3 months. And because, of course, 50% of pregnancies are unplanned, we've actually got mandatory fortification of folate in our bread.
Evangeline, I'm off to the deli. I'm going to spend $100 exactly on cheese.
I wish I could be there to enjoy it with you. Wow.
Oh, and some olive oil and some bread, you know, it'd be great. I can't wait.
Well, that's going to be a great cheese board.
Evangeline, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for sharing us the results of that study.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. That's Dr. Evangeline Mantioris, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. There you have it. They actually could be doing more harm than good.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.